Hi, this is Kenny Williams, the Ambassador for Christ, Minister of God, and Christ Jesus Foundation. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. The measure of my grace. What is your measure? The gift of grace is measured and given according to the will of Christ. What is your measure? Have you received? What is grace that we may comprehend and identify or recognize grace in our life? This is the measure of my grace. What is your measure? Under the sound of my voice, receive the Holy Spirit without measure. I speak upon you the full measure of faith. I declare into your life, those under the sound of my voice, the full measure of God's rule distributed to you, the full measure of every part of the body of Christ. I declare that unto you right now. The full measure of Christ's testimony. Receive that under the sound of my voice. The full measure of the gift of Christ. I give that to you in the Spirit right now. The full measure of the gift of grace. I minister that to you right now under the sound of my voice. The full measure of the will of Christ. Receive that under the sound of my voice. The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Receive it right now. The full measure of my portion in Christ. What is your portion in Christ? Whatever it is, receive the full measure of it. Beyond measure in grace. Let's ponder that thought and meditate. Beyond measure in grace. Grace beyond measure. The full measure of return. Isn't that something? Imagine receiving grace at the full measure of the return. How about the righteous measure of judgment of love? I speak that into your life right now. The measure of judgment of spiritual perception in Christ. The measure of perfection of all God's purposes and promises. The measure of fulfillment of all God's purposes and promises. Did you understand that? There's a measure of perfection and there's a measure of fulfillment and there's a measure of judgment. Isn't that something? And there's a measure of completion in all God's purposes and promises. The measure that secures us for our blessings. I'm going to make this one personal. I receive right now under the sound of my own voice, I prophesy to myself, I receive the measure that secures me for my blessings that come from Christ. Isn't that something? I receive the measure that preserves me from spiritual harm. You have to make it personal. I receive the measure of money. I want you to say that right now under the sound of my voice. Just open up your mouth and say these words right now. Lord, I thank you. I receive my measure of money. I receive the measure of money that you have allocated and allotted to be given unto me. I receive the measure of my wages of compensation. I receive the measure of wages of compensation. I'm going to say that again. Some people just don't know how to pray, but this is what grace is attached to. Grace is attached to your wages and grace is attached to your compensation. So right now under the sound of my voice, I declare this to myself and I also declare it to those listening under the sound of my voice. Let us receive the measure of wages and let us receive the measure of compensation. Let us receive the wages of measure of compensation. Let us receive the measure of the Father's measure. Isn't that something? What is grace that I may comprehend and identify or recognize grace in my life? Do you know what grace does? Grace bestows pleasure, which is delight. The occasional pleasure or the occasional delight. Causes of favorable regard, anything that causes favor on your behalf. Beauty and the graciousness of a person is grace. Speech, the words of grace and gracious words. What is grace that I may comprehend and identify or recognize grace in my life? How about a friendly disposition from which the kindly act proceeds, or graciousness, loving kindness, goodwill generally, divine favor or grace? Stress on its freeness. Grace is free. It's a spontaneous character. God's redemptive mercy, the pleasure, the joy designed for the recipient, the one who's going to receive grace. A sense of favor when it is bestowed upon you. A feeling of gratitude and to be thankful. The effect of grace, a spiritual state of those who have experienced its exercise. Deeds of grace, the sum of earthly blessings, the power and equipment for ministry. To be in favor with is to find grace with. Let me say that real slow. To be in favor with is to find grace with. To be in favor with is to find grace with. Grace from God for the readers, those who read with their eyes. You need grace to read. A mode of greeting, Godspeed. Grace received from God the Father, Abba, thank you. Grace received from Christ Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. A greater grace, all that flows from humbleness and turning away from the world. A greater grace, all that flows from humbleness and turning away from the world. Grace benefits, the benefits of grace. The benefits of grace, say that, the benefits of grace. Highly favored, the benefits of grace. I am highly favored, accepted, freely bestowed. It's a comeliness and it's a goodly appearance. An appearance that looks really good. Every time I see you, you look good. It's a goodly appearance. What is grace? That I may comprehend and identify or recognize grace in my life. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, I welcome and give my invitation to the Holy Spirit to fellowship with me in this prayer now. I decree Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Behold now, thy servant has found grace in thy sight, that I may find grace in thy sight. These are to find grace in the sight of my Lord. I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, let me find grace in the sight of my Lord. Let me find grace in your eyes, and what you shall say unto me I will give. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer in his house, and all that he had put into his hand. Let us find grace in the sight of my Lord. If now I have found grace in thy sight, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and deal kindly and truly with me. If now I have found grace in your eyes, speak, I pray you. If now I have found grace in your eyes, speak, I pray you, in the ears of Pharaoh. By my faith and belief, I'm in agreement with this grace. I believe this grace. I receive this grace. I have this grace as I pray. I thank you, Father, for this grace, according to your word, in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let this grace be unto me, that I would find the grace of my sight, the grace that I would find favor in the eyes of my enemies, the grace that I may find favor in the house of my enemies, the grace that all that my enemy has will be put into my hand. Let me find grace, Lord, in the sight of my Lord. Let me find grace, that the hand of grace will be put under my thigh, that they would deal kindly with me and deal truly with me. I thank you for this grace, Lord, and I receive it in the name of Jesus the Christ. I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight. And consider that this nation is thy people. I would do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. I thank you, Father, that I have found grace in the sight of people, that they would know me by my name. If now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thy inheritance. I thank you for the measure of my grace. Receive now, under the sound of my anointed apostolic voice, 14 principal applications of the foundation of the grace of God. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, I welcome and give my invitation to the Holy Spirit to fellowship with me now. By faith and belief, I decree, if we have found grace in thy sight, let land be given unto thy servants for a possession. Numbers 32:5. If now I have found grace in thy sight. Then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Judges 6:17. And glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. Ruth 2:2. Why have I found grace in thy eyes that thou shouldest take knowledge of me? Ruth 2:10. Let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. 1 Samuel 1:18. Thy father certainly knoweth that I have found grace in thine eyes. 1 Samuel 20:3. If I have now found grace in thine eyes, let them give me a place in some town in the country. 1 Samuel 27:5. Today thy servant knoweth that I have found grace in thy sight, my Lord, O King, and that the King hath fulfilled the request of his servant. 2 Samuel 14:22. I humbly beseech thee that I may find grace in thy sight, my Lord, O King. 2 Samuel 16:4. And now, for a little space, grace hath been shown from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape, and to give us a nail in his holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. Ezra 9:8. And she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head. Esther 2:17. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God has blessed thee forever. Psalm 45:2. The Lord will give grace and glory. Psalm 84:11. For they shall be an ornament of grace upon thy head and chains about thy neck. Proverbs 1:9. I'm in agreement with this grace. I believe and I receive and I have this grace as I pray. Father, I thank you for the 14 principal applications of grace in my life according to thy word. In the name of Jesus the Christ, let this confession of your grace be unto me and be unto those under the sound of my voice. So let it be the measure of my grace. I'm going to give you revelations of grace right now. I'm going to give you revelations of grace. I want you to receive. I want you to ponder. I want you to meditate under the sound of my voice, which is anointed by the Spirit and by the power of God. I want you to receive now these revelations of grace and say them from your heart to your spirit, to your soul, to your tangible physical manifestation of your body. I speak grace over you right now. I found grace. The possession of land. I found grace and I received the possession of land. Grace that I may see it. The grace that I may hear it. And the grace of recognition. The servants of grace are loosed into my life, for I am a servant of grace. Grace that gives and grace that receives. I am a partaker of the grace that gives, because I am a partaker of the grace that receives. I obtain grace and I obtain favor. I obtain grace and I obtain favor. Grace that blesses forever. I receive that right now. Grace that blesses forever. Grace and glory. The ornament of grace. Receive these revelations of grace. So shall there be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Proverbs 3:22. But he giveth grace to the lowly. Proverbs 3:34. So shall give to thy head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Proverbs 4:9. He that loveth pureness of heart, for the grace of his lips, the king shall be his friend. Proverbs 22:11. Thus saith the Lord God, the people which were left unto the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. Jeremiah 31:2. Grace, grace unto it. What do you mean? Grace, grace unto it. Whatever it is, grace, grace unto it. The word of God declares, I don't care what it is, but let grace, grace, that's a double fold, that's a twofold grace. Let grace on top of grace be unto it, whatever it is. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. Zechariah 12 and 10. Let me say that real slow, because the revelations of grace are coming forth right now. And I will pour upon the house of David. Oh, come on, somebody. This is an outpouring right now. We're in the dimension and in the realm of an outpouring. Tap into the spirit with me. And I will pour. I will pour. I will release. I will open up the storehouse in heaven, the treasure of grace, the door of grace. I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace. The spirit of grace. Receive the spirit of grace under the sound of my voice. The spirit of grace. I make a prophetic declaration right now. I announce this spirit. I announce this grace loose here. The spirit of grace loose here, as it is in heaven, as it is on earth. The keys to binding and loosing. What is lawful in heaven is lawful on earth. What is not lawful in heaven is not lawful in the earth. What is lawful right now is that I loose here the spirit of grace. Loose here the spirit of supplications, according to Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 10. That is the foundation. Loose here the spirit of grace. Loose here the spirit of supplications, the measure of my grace, filled with wisdom and the grace of God. Filled with wisdom and the grace of God was upon him. Filled with wisdom and the grace of God was upon him. To be filled with wisdom is the spirit of wisdom. To be filled with wisdom, filled with wisdom, filled with the spirit of wisdom. And the grace of God was upon him, according to Luke chapter 2 and verse 40. I want you to receive right now and under the sound of my voice the 15 principles of grace. To pray, to request, to receive, and to be thankful for. Let me say that real slow. I am going to confess a monument unto the Lord of prayer. And this is 15 principles of grace to pray, 15 principles of grace to request, 15 principles of grace to receive, and 15 principles of grace to be thankful for. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, I welcome the person of the Holy Spirit to pray and fellowship with me as we minister the word of grace by faith and belief. I decree full of grace and truth, John 1 and 14, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace, John 1 16. But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, John 1 17, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Acts 4 and 33. And had seen the grace of God, was glad, and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. Acts 11, 23. Persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. Acts 13 and 43, which gave testimony unto the Lord of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Acts 14 and 3, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. Acts 14 and 26, but we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. Acts 15, 11, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. Acts 15, 40, helped them much which had believed through grace. Acts 18, 27, to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Acts 20 and 24, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Acts 20 and 32, by whom we receive grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Romans 1 and 5, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 1 and 7, I'm in agreement with this grace confession. I believe this grace confession. I receive this grace confession. I have this grace confession as I pray, and I thank you, Father, for grace in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let this grace be unto me and those under the sound of my voice, as you have said, my Lord. We receive grace to pray. We give you grace that we request. We receive grace to pray, grace to request, grace to receive, and grace to be thankful for. The measure of my grace. Hi, this is Kenny Williams, the ambassador for Christ, minister of God, and Christ Jesus foundation. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. The measure of my grace. What is your measure? The gift of grace is measured and given according to the will of Christ. What is your measure? Have you received? What is grace that we may comprehend and identify or recognize grace in our life? This is the measure of my grace. What is your measure? Under the sound of my voice, receive the Holy Spirit without measure. I speak upon you the full measure of faith. I declare into your life, those under the sound of my voice, the full measure of God's rule distributed to you, the full measure of every part of the body of Christ. I declare that unto you right now, the full measure of Christ's testimony. Receive that under the sound of my voice, the full measure of the gift of Christ. I give that to you in the Spirit right now. The full measure of the gift of grace. I minister that to you right now under the sound of my voice. The full measure of the will of Christ. Receive that under the sound of my voice. The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Receive it right now. The full measure of my portion in Christ. What is your portion in Christ? Whatever it is, receive the full measure of it. Beyond measure in grace. Let's ponder that thought and meditate. Beyond measure in grace. Grace beyond measure. The full measure of return. Isn't that something? Imagine receiving grace at the full measure of the return. How about the righteous measure of judgment of love? I speak that into your life right now. The measure of judgment of spiritual perception in Christ. The measure of perfection of all God's purposes and promises. The measure of fulfillment of all God's purposes and promises. Did you understand that? There's a measure of perfection and there's a measure of fulfillment and there's a measure of judgment. Isn't that something? And there's a measure of completion in all God's purposes and promises. The measure that secures us for our blessings. I'm going to make this one personal. I receive right now under the sound of my own voice, a prophecy to myself. I receive the measure that secures me for my blessings that come from Christ. Isn't that something? I receive the measure that preserves me from spiritual harm. You have to make it personal. I receive the measure of money. I want you to say that right now under the sound of my voice. Just open up your mouth and say these words right now. Lord, I thank you. I receive my measure of money. I receive the measure of money that you have allocated and allotted to be given unto me. I receive the measure of my wages of compensation. I receive the measure of wages of compensation. I'm going to say that again. Some people just don't know how to pray, but this is what grace is attached to. Grace is attached to your wages and grace is attached to your compensation. So right now under the sound of my voice, I declare this to myself and I also declare it to those listening under the sound of my voice. Let us receive the measure of wages and let us receive the measure of compensation. Let us receive the wages of measure of compensation. Let us receive the measure of the Father's measure. Isn't that something? What is grace that I may comprehend and identify or recognize grace in my life? Do you know what grace does? Grace bestows pleasure, which is delight. The occasional pleasure or the occasional delight. Causes of favorable regard, anything that causes favor on your behalf. Beauty and the graciousness of a person is grace. Speech, the words of grace and gracious words. What is grace that I may comprehend and identify or recognize grace in my life? How about a friendly disposition from which the kindly act proceeds, or graciousness, loving kindness, goodwill generally, divine favor or grace? Stress on its freeness. Grace is free. It's a spontaneous character. God's redemptive mercy, the pleasure, the joy designed for the recipient, the one who's going to receive grace. A sense of favor when it is bestowed upon you. A feeling of gratitude and to be thankful. The effect of grace, a spiritual state of those who have experienced its exercise. Deeds of grace, the sum of earthly blessings, the power and equipment for ministry. To be in favor with is to find grace with. Let me say that real slow. To be in favor with is to find grace with. To be in favor with is define grace with. Grace from God for the readers, those who read with their eyes. You need grace to read. A mode of greeting, Godspeed. Grace received from God the Father, Abba, thank you. Grace received from Christ Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. A greater grace, all that flows from humbleness and turning away from the world. A greater grace, all that flows from humbleness and turning away from the world. Grace benefits. The benefits of grace. The benefits of grace. Say that. The benefits of grace. Highly favored. The benefits of grace. I am highly favored. Accepted. Freely bestowed. It's a comeliness. And it's a goodly appearance. An appearance that looks really good. Every time I see you, you look good. It's a goodly appearance. What is grace? That I may comprehend and identify or recognize grace in my life.